This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, let's rock and roll with another hour, my friends.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our friends.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
At Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
Nothing like a Chevy truck, I'll tell you. Nothing like a Chevy truck. New and pre-owned vehicles waiting for you right now. 1.9% on the 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 Turbo Max LT. 1.9%. Whew. Can't find those interest rates anywhere. So that's a great deal in and of itself. And, of course, the used pre-owned trucks that they've got, everything from a 2015, 2017, 2018. There's a 2020 1500 LT. I'm looking at 2020, 2021, 2017, 2022 pre-owned. Great selection, those trucks. Here's even an 02 S10. You can pick up for a heck of a price right now. Call them at 845-3071. Stop and see them. 721 West Main Street, Valley City, North Dakota. We're going to check with a Fox reporter about the very latest on the debt limit negotiations. Kev, we have some folks opining on this as well that you've rounded up for us. What do you got?
Well, you'll be happy to know that there's a team that's been put together now. Joe can't he's got a team.
We all agreed that both the Speaker McCarthy and I would designate senior members that we would negotiate to give our authority to make agreements in detail. Yep. What we wanted. So we narrowed the group. We narrowed the group. To meet and hammer out our differences.
They narrowed the group.
The Default on America Act that will be devastating for millions of everyday Americans across the country. Or...
okay.
Default, which would have catastrophic consequences for the economy, trigger a job-killing recession.
That would be Hakeem Jeffries talking about that. Play the first part of that again, and I just have a question.
Default on America Act that will be devastating for millions of everyday Americans across the country, or...
The Default on America Act. Is that what it's called?
That's what they're calling it, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not what it's called.
No.
And where will what the
that will be devastating.
Devastating.
For millions of everyday Americans.
What's devastating about, you know, not what? Putting everyday Americans' grandchildren further into debt? I mean, what's
very good point on your
what's
part.
More devastating? Just curious.
Yeah, and what we're talking about here is, okay, can we go back to last year's spending? Just so we don't continue to add on more and more and more. Go to last year's spending. Why not? Ryan Schmelz is here from Fox News to give us the very latest on this team of negotiators that are trying to come to a deal. Ryan, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's been a while. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, glad to have you on. What do we know at this hour?
Right. So from the last couple of hours, you know, there have been some reporters staked out of Kevin McCarthy's office on the Capitol. And two of the White House negotiators walked into his office, came out, and then also some other Republican lawmakers who are pretty close to McCarthy came out and said that they're having productive conversations. But we did just get not too long ago the updated time for the meeting today, and we are expecting President Biden and Speaker McCarthy to meet around 5:30 at the White House.
All right, so productive conversations among the group. Who's doing the back and forth there? What do we know? Are these anybody we know?
Yeah, so Garrett Graves is the person who's representing the Republicans. He's a representative from Louisiana. He's been pretty close with McCarthy and kind of his lead guy when it comes to debt issues. And so he's handling that for Republicans. Then on the Democrat side, you have Shalonda Young, who's the budget director for the president. You have one of President Biden's top aides who's been with him since he was a vice president. Then you also have one more legislative affairs officer, too. So you have three people from the Biden administration who are kind of heading this.
Biden as a budget director?
Who knew?
What?
Yeah, and that person's job is to spend more, and then some more, and then some more. What is the main point of contention right now? Is it the reduction that is common spending in the House package?
Well, there's certainly a number of things the Biden administration has an issue with when it comes to the bill that Republicans passed. Obviously, there's a lot in there that pretty much removes certain Biden administration agenda items like student loan forgiveness, and it's going to be hard to see them caving on that. A couple of things we've seen really get talked about the last couple of days was work requirements as well as really the spending numbers. So those have been the two that have been talked about the most. Now, I had somewhat of a viral moment with Speaker McCarthy last week when I asked him if he would consider, you know, just be open to considering, you know, a tax increase on the wealthy in order to get some of those provisions that he's pitching through. You know, would that be a compromise? And before I could even finish the question, he cut me off and said no. So it doesn't look like that's going to be an option either.
Explain the work requirements that Republicans have in the package. What does that mean?
Right. So pretty much it would be anybody who's able-bodied, so pretty much under a certain age. If you don't have kids, you don't have a legal disability, you pretty much would have to work to get certain government benefits like Medicaid or certain SNAP benefits. Now, SNAP and some of those other programs do have some work requirements already attached, so this would kind of strengthen those and kind of add to them a little bit. So, you know, if somebody's got a dependent, you know, you have a child or you're a caretaker for an elderly person or, you know, you have a disability, those people would not have to worry about having to do work requirements. So that's kind of been a point of contention a little bit. And it's something that gets talked about a lot of different states across the country, too.
Well, it sounds reasonable, but that's a deal breaker for the Democrats?
It's one of the issues they have. Yes, they've kind of passed this off as being inhumane. They've pointed out that SNAP and some of these other programs already have work requirements. And, you know, President Biden actually voted for those work requirements back when he was a senator. And I'm sure if you've seen some of the ads, Republicans have really been running with that quite substantially in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Good enough then. Why not now? It doesn't seem to. What is the dynamics of the debate on, you know, the left between Biden and like the Bernie Sanders wing? What's happening there?
Well, that it's interesting because those conversations have been pretty quiet for the most part. We haven't really seen too much, you know, newsworthy stuff come out of that. You know, certainly Bernie Sanders has echoed a lot of what other Democrats have said, where he's pretty much saying that, you know, President Biden should not negotiate on this issue. They should negotiate on the budget, and he thinks that a lot of the cuts Republicans are pitching are draconian. You know, Hakeem Jeffries has tried to you know, gavel up some work to potentially pass a clean debt ceiling bill, but he's not going to have the votes to do that. And then you have some Democrats who are encouraging Biden to invoke the 14th Amendment, which would force the United States to pretty much just pay back to whatever debts it has on this bill. So pretty much lifting the debt ceiling without actually passing a bill. But obviously there's a legal issue with that, and ultimately that would end up in the Supreme Court real quick.
And President Obama was pressed in previous debt limit debates to invoke the 14th mm-hmm. Amendment and said rather clearly his lawyers told him it's a no-go. You can't do it, right?
Yeah, most lawmakers and folks on the inside here in D.C. will tell you the best solution here is to get some type of agreement worked out between Congress and the president. That's the cleanest and the safest way to do this.
Last quick point here. What kind of a deadline are they under? Nothing like a deadline to actually force some action here. What's the actual deadline we're dealing with here?
Right. So Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, has said that June 1st is when we could start to see a default. She has cautioned that, and she has said that, and she has been consistent on that for some time now. One of the issues and why this week is going to be so crucial is that Speaker McCarthy has pretty much said that he will follow the 72-hour rule, which means that, you know, as soon as they craft legislation, they have to give lawmakers time to look over it, study it, decide if they're okay with it or not before they ultimately vote on it. And then you have to do that in the House, and you have to do that in the Senate. And, you know, we only have a very short amount of time until we hit that June 1st deadline. So the legislative process really has to get moving if they want to come to some type of agreement.
Ryan Schmelz from Fox News on the latest negotiations continuing with the team. And later today, 4:30 our time, a meeting with the President Biden and Speaker McCarthy. Appreciate the update, Ryan. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
16 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. What do you want to happen on the debt ceiling debate? What are you rooting for here? What's your advice to the negotiators when we continue?
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit SummitCarbonSolutions.com. That's SummitCarbonSolutions.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
your mind. Brought to you by PetroServ USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience today. Might be a day you just say, you know, I'm going to get a fresh start. I'm going to go with home cooking. Not the same old for lunch. Barbecue chicken tenders on 45th Street in Fargo. Salisbury Steak in Glendon. Now, there's a lunch. Right on Highway 10. Sloppy Joe's, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Barbecue pulled pork sandwich, 12th Avenue, 929. Lasagna with garlic toast or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Valley City has meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham. PetroServ USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. I promised I would give you a little bit of an update in the woke category. And this has to do with Target. Target is facing a backlash over their Pride collection. Okay, they have this Pride collection. You've heard about that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, evidently, they hired a designer who is behind the Satan Respects Pronouns shirts to do their latest work for Target. Here's the story. Target is facing backlash over a designer featured in the company's Pride collection who appears to have created products with satanic imagery. Oh, dear Lord. What will they think of next? Scarlett Johnson, an activist from Wisconsin, went viral on Twitter this weekend after a thread explaining why she is done with the retailer. In particular, Johnson took issue with Target listing three items on its online store from a London-based designer of products that sometimes mixes imagery and messages about gender with Satan. None of the three colorful apparel items for sale under that label on Target's website have satanic imagery, but he's got that history, evidently. There's a tweet from Scarlett Johnson said, why did Target hire a Satanist to design pieces for their recent Pride clothing line?
That's a good question. You lost me at Target, quite frankly, but I mean,
are you done with Target already?
Oh, I have been for a long time, and they're a Minnesota company, and it's an embarrassment. It's just, I mean, it's so, I just, this whole thing is just starting to just, ugh, enough.
While we're on the woke, Bud Light is still paying the price of one really bad decision that they've since fired people over and everything else. Let's see here. The latest number of sales down 23.6% versus a year ago in the week ending May 6th. That's five straight weeks of declines, according to the numbers.
I know a couple of people in the liquor business, and I've asked them about it. And yeah, I can't give it away, kind of the mentality right now.
Speaking of which, they're doing a $20 rebate now on purchases of a $19.98 case of beer.
They're paying you 2 cents to take it away.
You can't make this up.
I saw a picture of a big stack of Bud Light. There was a sign of it. Just take it. Said, just take it.
A Bud Light seller apparently stuck with too many cases of the unsold brew in the wake of the company's Dylan Mulvaney fiasco is offering $20 rebates on purchases of a $19.98 case of beer. This is just one particular retailer, so it's not like it's Bud Light nationally, but
go woke, go broke, apparently.
That's something. And it's not just Bud Light. The controversy appears to be taking its toll on other brands within the Anheuser-Busch empire. Budweiser down 9.7%, 11.4% a week earlier. Mick Light down 2.9 versus 4.3. Natural Light, Natty, down 2.5% against 5.2 the previous week. Meanwhile, rivals like Pabst Blue Ribbon have seen sales shoot up 21.6% in the week ending May 6.
I think Grain Belt's doing pretty good with this deal, too.
Are they?
Around our neighborhood. August Shell Brewing, New Old Minnesota.
I'm sticking up for Bud Light.
Yeah, well,
still buying Bud Light.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and the missus still likes her Bush Latte.
I feel like they've made the right decision early on in this whole thing by saying,
yeah, well, I'm more of a local craft brewer kind of guy. I got a nice stash of Fargo Brewing.
Tim Scott has just taken the stage here to announce his presidential bid. Let's dip into this here, a little bit of Tim Scott making the announcement, dancing to the music.
It comes from we the people. We the people. And when I think about the greatness of America, I have to start with my favorite American. My amazing mother. Where is her mama? I love you, Mom. It is hard to find your mom in a crowd this big. And so diverse, too. Let me just say this real quick here. To my mother, thank you for your hard work and your dedication. Thank you for believing in me when no one else did. I'll tell you that before. Thank you. The longer y'all shout, the longer it goes. So this is not too bad for me, though. I don't mind. This is good. I got to go back to Washington next week, so this is all the fun I get to have. But I will say without any question that when you think about... Mom, come up here for a second. When you think about the miracle of America, it always comes down to someone who loves unconditionally, who goes the extra mile, who's tough as nails, and who puts it all on the line. And for me... Y'all be careful back there now. For me, it's my mom.
She said nothing about color there. Imagine that.
If you've heard my story, and most of you have heard my story, I'm going to tell it again anyways, by the way. So, laugh when you're supposed to. I can't believe my little buddy took my best line, by the way. It's amazing. But I will say this. Mom, I love you. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for standing strong in the middle of the fire. Y'all should thank her too. That's right. That's right. Amazing. I also say this though, that when I was growing up in a single parent household, there was a guy from the Citadel named John Moniz. John was the mentor I needed at the right time. I have had more mentors since then, of course. I've got great mentors. I thank God Almighty that he continues to provide me with really cool mentors. One of my mentors, Larry Ellison, is with us today, and I am so thankful to have so many different mentors in the house. But I will say that there was a guy named John Moniz who mattered so much. And I think Janice is with us today somewhere.
He's doing the introductions. Get into the speech here in a little bit.
Pretty dynamic dude.
Senator Tim Scott in North Charleston, South Carolina.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. President Biden over the weekend claims he would be blameless in the event that the USA defaults on its debt in the coming days. Biden made the claim during a news conference in Hiroshima, Japan.
Well, I got to be careful here. I think there are some MAGA Republicans in the House who know the damage that it would do to the economy. And because I am president and president's responsible for everything, Biden would take the blame, and that's the one way to make sure Biden's not reelected.
ExxonMobil is looking past gasoline by drilling for something other than oil, lithium. Exxon recently purchased drilling rights to a sizable chunk of land in Arkansas where it plans to produce lithium. Exxon is said to have bought 120,000 gross acres in the Smackover formation of southern Arkansas from Galvanic Energy for at least $100 million. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin, glad you're here. Oh, somebody else is introducing themselves. I'm sorry. 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you today by MyPillow. MyPillow 2.0 is here. Buy one, get one free right now when you use the promo code Scott. And boy, look at the price slashed on the My Mattress Topper 2.0. $215.99. Change your sleep overnight the day that shows up. Regularly $359.98, now $215.99, great deal there. The biggest bed sheet sale ever, Giza Dream Sheets, as low as $29.98. Six-piece MyPillow towel set, clearance price to $25. All-season slippers, same thing, closeout sale $25. Incredible what's going on here with these prices. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. The pet bed, as low as $19.98. The pet blankets, down to $19.59. Those are great. And let me also tell you about my coffee. If you go to mystore.com, use my promo code, you'll save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription. And everybody's raving about it. Mystore.com, a place for entrepreneurs. Check it out. 27 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Tim Scott is into his speech now, so let's listen to a little bit of this.
He just had a line. He said when he was growing up, his mom, they got divorced. They moved in with his grandma and grandpa. His grandpa said, son, you can either be bitter or you can be better. Like, go ahead, Tim.
Great line.
That's what he's got him clapping.
But you see, this isn't just my story. It's all of our stories. The circumstances and the situations may be different. The details may change. But every single one of us are here because of the American journey, where there were obstacles that became opportunities. And our pain revealed our purpose. If you believe that, can somebody say amen? But unfortunately, under President Biden, our nation is retreating away from patriotism and faith. The fewest people in 30 years believe that their kids will be better off than their parents. And the radical left is pushing us into a culture of grievance instead of a culture of greatness. My mom worked 16-hour days as a nurse's aide. changing bedpans, enrolling patients. It was hard work. It wasn't glamorous. But those 16-hour days put food on the table and kept the lights on. They empowered her to move her boys out of a place filled with pain into a home filled with love. My mom's work ethic taught me that there is dignity in all work. And that's why. And that's why I know if you are able-bodied, you work, period. Everybody should go to work if you can. My mom said to me, son, you can be a victim or we can be victors. She chose victorious. But under President Biden, our nation is retreating away from work and dignity. Millions and millions of people have dropped out of the workforce entirely. And the share of working age men choosing to work is the lowest it has ever been. That is pathetic. My mom, working those 16 hours, I was kind of feeling sorry for myself. My mom was too busy. My dad wasn't there. We didn't have money for the simple little treats. I felt disillusioned and angry, and I was challenged, young man. And I felt like the weight of the world was accumulating on my shoulders. And that's why I love the Moniz family, because when I was 15 years old, I met John Moniz, a Chick-fil-A operator, a Citadel graduate, who came into my life right when I needed a mentor the most. And he started teaching me some very basic life principles. He said, Tim, having a job would be good, but creating jobs would be better. I like that concept, by the way. I really appreciate that lesson. He also said that one day you'll know the difference between your income that helps your lifestyle and a profit that can change your entire community. John taught me that anyone from anywhere at any time could rise above their wildest expectations and imagination. But first, I had to take responsibility for myself. He told me in the most loving way possible to look in the mirror and to blame myself. He said, don't blame your mom who's working those 16-hour days. Don't blame your dad because he's not around. He said, if you see the problem in the mirror, then you see the promise. If you see the obstacles, you uncover the opportunities. I chose personal responsibility over resentment. I became the master of my fate. But today, the Biden administration has us retreating away from earned success, aspiration, and accountability. He wants to make waitresses and mechanics pay for the student loans of lawyers and doctors making six figures. I believed him.
He's pretty good.
This administration has taxed, borrowed, and spent trillions of dollars trying to replace a hand up with handouts. And all they bought us was crushing inflation that has devastated families like the one I was raised in. Like many poor families, we moved around a lot. By the time I was in the fourth grade, I had attended four different elementary schools. And as my nephew shared so publicly, wow, little Ben, my little buddy, gosh darn, thanks so much for that. By the time I was a freshman in high school, I wasn't doing very well. As he said, I failed four subjects: Spanish and English, world geography, and civics. Now, for those of you not familiar with civics, civics is the study of politics. I will say this, though. Hey, hallelujah. Yes, 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 sir. I'll say this, though. I'll say this. After 10 years in the Senate, I am not the only one failing civics in the nation's capital. I'm not the only one failing civics in America's capital. But that is where I found my unhappy self. My mom was a tireless encourager, and she still is. But when she saw my report card that year at the end, come on, come on, she said, come on. I wish that's what she said. But she had a different approach. She introduced me to a different form of encouragement. It was applied from right about here all the way down to here. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Okay, good. But then you realize I went to summer school, caught up with my class, and I never failed another subject for the rest of my life. Thank God for a good mama. I started college on a very small football scholarship at a Christian school. But that's where I learned that Jesus was my life. And football, just a game. I found my true hope in the words in Ephesians 3:20, that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or imagine. And I graduated, hallelujah, and I graduated with a degree in political science from Charleston Southern University. Home of the Bucks. You see, I have lived that the closest thing to magic in America is a good education. But today, the far left has us retreating away from excellence in schools. Extreme liberals are letting big labor bosses trap millions of kids in failing schools. They're replacing education with indoctrination. They spent COVID locking kids out of the classroom, and now they're locking kids out of their futures. And in Biden's America, crime is on the rise and law enforcement is in retreat. The far left is ending cash bails. They're demonizing, demoralizing, and defunding the police. I grew up in neighborhoods alongside people who ended up incarcerated or in the cemetery as well. We needed more public safety. Not less. We cannot have innocent people at risk, police officers getting ambushed and attacked, and seniors locked in their homes from the time the sun goes down until the sun comes up. Joe Biden and the radical left are attacking every single rung of the ladder that helped me climb. And that's why I'm announcing today that I'm running President of the United States.
There you go.
Of America!
It's official. Tim Scott is in the race for president.
Boy, he's good.
He is a good orator.
And he knows how to work that room, too.
Yeah, and a great message as well.
I didn't realize he's an insurance guy. I've just been doing some reading on him, listening to that. But
His slogan is Faith in America. Faith in America, which is plastered all over the signs.
He's a financial advisor. He might be able to adhere to a budget. Imagine that. It'd be great.
Wouldn't that be nice? Exactly right. We're going to tell you about leadership for high school students and a great opportunity when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Emailer Scott says, in regards to the line of thinking that only Trump can handle the swamp because he's been through it, and they will come after any Republican nominee and destroy them, that only Trump can handle it and prevail is not an accurate analysis. It assumes incompetence on any other nominee without any historical proof. Also, Trump did not prevail in much of his fighting. Hillary not charged, Wall not built, the election stolen without being properly prepared to fight in the courts in 2020. Unforced errors in Georgia, runoff Senate seats, no tightly contested races in 2022, Senate wins with his hand-picked candidates. I happily voted for Trump twice and will again if he's the nominee. Just don't fall for the blind faith that only Trump is competent. Let the nomination process move forward, and we should see who wins the hearts and minds of the Republican primary voters. We're not anointing a king. It's entitled to skip the process. Process will sharpen the nominee. The Republican nominee must prevail, and their coattails must bring a congressional majority. I had a few people weigh in on that, saying, without the Republican Congress, it doesn't matter who wins as president. Appreciate all these comments. Another listener says, I like Tim Scott, but don't think he has the backbone to stand up to the establishment. All right. And last comment here before we go to our guest. Gail says, Scott, I have to say this, when someone does something crooked, you can take them to court and get justice. However, when Trump was wrong, people say just move on. Why doesn't Trump deserve a chance to get justice by giving him another four-year term so he can get justice and get his election back? I could care less about his feelings. Right is right. Interesting. Love those comments, folks. You keep them coming. Tim Scott in the race officially. Latest in the race, announcing his presidential run. Our next guest is the executive director of the University of Mary Online, Rachel Brash, back with us on the program. Rachel, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Scott?
I'm doing good, and I want to talk today a little bit about the premier leadership camp in North Dakota for high school students coming to the University of Mary next month. What's going on?
Yes, it is Rising Leadership North Dakota, and this is the high school version of the executive leadership program that we have for the working professional across the state. And this is open to any high school student in the state of North Dakota, and it's going to be held June 11th through the 14th. Sanford Health is our premier partner, but then we also have the National Guard and the North Dakota Petroleum Council Foundation and some other good folks who are helping us out with this. And it's just a really great opportunity for high school students to learn from industry experts and to get exclusive access into some healthcare and military facilities and learn about our great state at the same time.
That sounds great. So how does moms and dads out there saying, hey, June 11th through 14th, they've got some time. This would be good. How do they get their son or daughter involved?
Sure. The best way is to go to umary.edu/RLND. You can also give us a call at 701-355-8030 and just ask for me. It's going to be so much fun. We're having them stay on our campus so that they can see what campus life is like. And for everything, they just need to come to campus on June 11th, and we'll take everything from there. The cost is only $150, and so it's a really affordable experience, too.
And these industry executives that are part of this, so the other individuals that are the curriculum, if for lack of a better term, talk a little bit about them and what they're going to learn.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to be traveling around the Bismarck-Mandan area, but also part of that is that we are going to get exclusive access to Sanford Health facilities, and then we're going to be actually working on some projects that the students really get to drive. This isn't about us. This is about them really diving into things that they think need to be focused on inside of healthcare and inside of business, and there's actually a group of Sanford Health executives that are going to be on call just for them, to help them and to mentor them every step of the way. They're going to be out on campus, but then they can also give them a call at 9 o'clock at night and say, you know what, we're working through this, and we want to know how this works, and that Sanford Health executive is going to walk them through it and make sure that they're taken care of.
This is a mentorship opportunity then, isn't it?
It really is, and this is meant for people who are living in every single corner of our state. And we know that leadership is something that isn't title, but it's experience and action. And so this is a really great opportunity to learn from those individuals who do that type of work every single day and have these students make a real impact in their community at the same time.
Fantastic. It really is. And, of course, June 11th through 14th, you also, while you're doing all that, get to enjoy everything that is the great hospitality of the University of Mary campus, too. So there's a lot of reasons to take this in. Tell me one more time how folks can get their son or daughter signed up.
umary.edu/RLND, or just give us a call at 701-355-8030.
All right, simple as that. Rachel, great to hear your voice. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks, Scott. God bless.
Rachel Brash is Executive Director of the University of Mary Online, Rising Leadership North Dakota for high school students. There is a good opportunity to look great on a resume, and you learn a lot from leaders all across the state. So really neat opportunity to take that in. Nobody does leadership better than the University of Mary. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, no-right services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle Water Packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom? Hey, pal, you cut in line. Buzz off. Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.